B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All righty, time for sound off. You know, the number of sound off is always 610-771-9705. And you got something to say? Just pick up the phone, click in those numbers, leave us a message. We'll see how good, how entertaining, how informative it is. And we may select it to play on Sound Off.
Jim Schwartz is leaving. And you know what? It's good for him. And you know what, Philadelphia fans? We forget about the Super Bowl. But leading up to the Super Bowl, Jim Schwartz's defense was shutting teams down. So when we lose Jim Schwartz, we're going to lose his defense. I hope you guys are happy, because none of you numbskulls know nothing about football if you're telling me that Jim Schwartz got to go.
Well, hold a second, man. We did a poll today. You got a 70% approval rate. So you're inaccurate, and there's no guarantee that he's leaving. It's just that the coach today didn't seem that enamored whether he comes or goes.
I think that the NFL should adopt the rules that professional soccer has. Sonny makes a hit like that, he gets a straight red card. That's an ejection, and his team has to play a man short the rest of the game. You get a red card, and you sit, and you get a three-game suspension. Your team plays the man short. Had that happened in the game against Seattle, Eagles would have had a good chance to win.
Yeah, but see, soccer is a non-contact sport. You can probably get away with that more than you could football. It would be a terrible mismatch in a physical game to go 11-on-10. 10-on-11.
Even with McCown, you'll put up a 50 spot, 10-on-11-on-10.
It would make the league kind of a joke.
NFL ownership is the epitome of the good old boys country club attitude. These guys designed a system where they don't have to let anybody in. Tomorrow, if I was to want to inherit $50 billion, why do I have to get the approval of all 32 teams to build a franchise or buy a team? I can clearly take care of a franchise, but it's that mentality of let's keep everybody out of our club.
Well, I can't argue, but it's a private club. So, like, the history of America, the private clubs can do anything they want. Unless the state is involved, and then you can't. So I hear what you're saying.
You know what it is? All these national pundits and former players, they just hate Philadelphia. That's what it is. But you know what? We're from Philly. We're from Philly. No one likes us. We don't care. Because we're from Philly. Philly, Philly. No one likes us. We don't care.
What national people hate us? Who's he got in mind?
Oh, no, he's talking about Kellerman and... there are people now coming out of the woodwork who just don't like... But some of it's because there's a lot of Dallas former players in media who hated the Eagles, so then they hate Philly. That's nothing we can do about that. But not the play-by-play guys, the analysts. There's a lot of ex-Cowboys, and they do hate us.
Those media dudes, blah, 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 blah. Whatever.
I've always felt like the Rooney Rule was an absolute joke in the NFL. I don't mean to denigrate Deuce Staley's coaching ability, but we also have to remember that when it was time for Chip Kelly to go satisfy the Rooney Rule, the Eagles interviewed a coach they already had on staff, which was Deuce Staley. Then again, you let Mike Groh come in as wide receiver coach after 1 year, and then he bumps Deuce Staley for offensive coordinator. The Rooney Rule is a joke in the NFL, Mike.
Oh, it is. Now, what can you do about it other than the league having to compel an owner to hire a minority coach? And obviously, you can't do that. But, you know, if Roger Goodell could get in the ear of that owner in Cleveland and go, listen, man, you can take the league off the hook here if you just hire Eric Bieniemy. And we'll see where it goes from there. But that's never going to happen. It's like a pipe dream.
Listen, man. Sixers need to get rid of Ben Simmons. I think a good trade for Ben would be Spencer Dinwiddie, maybe Jarris LeVert, that package. come here for Ben, send him to Brooklyn, because he don't know how to run a team. He's detrimental to the team, and it shows in a scheme of plays. No jump shot, no bailout shot. He can't help this team.
Yeah, I'm not going for Caris LeVert and Spencer Dinwiddie for Ben Simmons. Got to be better than that. Okay, wake me up when you got a Devin Booker trade lined up. Then call me that.
In the NFL, there's supposed to be a spotter on the sidelines when there's a head trauma shot. Why did no spotter approach Wentz right after the hit, put him in the concussion protocol? Nobody approached him. He played four more plays. So did Wentz complain to somebody about his head? There's supposed to be a spotter in the NFL. Not one person brought this point up.
You're right. They missed it because the replay clearly showed a helmet on helmet, and the spotter should have seen that and called it right away.
Mike, for the Sixers to go further, they're going to have to part ways with Brett Brown. Brett Brown orchestrated the tank, getting the same guy at least to the promised land, get an experienced coach, and then go further.
Listen, man, this is an off-season conversation. I'm too involved right now in salvaging this season. So if you're making the statement that things will help the Sixers if they fire Brett Brown, and you can make a case for that, I'm all ears. Until then, I don't care what happens in the offseason. I'm worried about salvaging this one. Close the damn.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you?
Because I don't like
them. Bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
See you later.
All righty, that was Sound Off. And for future reference, it's 610-771-9705. Our winner, John from Newcastle, is the grand prize winner of the Flyers tickets. They take on the Devils Thursday, February 6th. Congratulations to John from Newcastle. Stay tuned right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, the Ron Jaworski Show, live from Ramblewood. And then Flyers Capitals on 97.5 The Fanatic. And the fellas on Quick Slants will probably have a lot to say about that pressure today with Doug and Howie. Stay tuned for Quick Slants on NBC Sports Philly. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.